What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, on, tell man. Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We got a pair of tickets. Actually, a four-pack of tickets to the Premier League Summer Soccer Series. Stay tuned if you want to be a part of that. It's going down Sunday, August 3rd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, hanging out. And the countdown's on because next Thursday we're at Falcons training camp. And from July 24th through August 13th, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is going to bring you the exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp with the morning shift, the Steakhouse, Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Flyer Branch. And then your boys, we're going to be at... the Hooters at Mall of Georgia.
Hooters, y'all. Hooters.
Yeah, coverage brought to you by our friends at Real Mowers. Also, that's for the best grass in your neighborhood. Window Nation, windownation.com or 866-90-NATION. Live coverage for Falcons training camp starts July 24th. Can't wait, man. I mean, Mike, I was doing an interview today talking about the Falcons, and they wanted to know why we believe. That was one of the questions that I got asked today. Why do Falcon fans believe? And I said, really? I mean, it starts with that nine guy, but also it feels, and guys, we won't know until the season starts, but Mike and I are high on this. It feels like we finally drafted like we should draft. It right. feels that way.
Yeah, I mean, nobody outside of the A is going to know, like we know, about Penix. Because, I mean, I'm sure they saw that game against the Commanders. Did enough to win the game. Coach blew the clock management. Didn't give any guy a chance to make some more plays. We had a no field goal kicker that night. The last game of the season, throws over 300 yards and loses because the defense couldn't do jack. So, I mean, it's a smaller sample size, and that's why, you know, Day-Day is going to talk about it later in the show, but some of the folks who do the rankings have us as, what you know, our big three as far as running back, wide receiver, quarterback in like the 20s because Penix is still the X factor.
What do you guys think? You can hit us up. Countdown's on. We're going to talk plenty more about the Falcons along the way. Also, our man, Chuck Smith, who is currently on the Ravens coaching staff. They're getting ready to report and head back up. But we asked, hey, man, come on the show. He was like, yeah, I'll come back on. So he's actually going to join us at 4 o'clock. We'll ask him a little bit about pass rush and some other stuff. But some other things we're going to cover with Chuck Smith as well. So Ravens coach joining us here in just a little bit. 404-726-0929. More on SEC Media Days. Mike, it's interesting. There's a sparring match going on now with what you've said about the Georgia coaches. Dude, why doesn't Bell trust the Georgia coaches now?
Because they're not the best coaches money can buy. in a world where that's one area you can spend like a drunken sailor. The loyalty to Coach Bobo, and look, we've reached out to UJ. We almost got him on a few times, and like we respect what he's accomplished over the years. I just got questions about his tactics, you know? And there's things that the offensive line, from Sam Pittman to Matt Luke to Stacey Searles. And Searles is known as a really good recruiter, but if your O-line was so good, how'd you get beat up by Notre Dame?
I'm a little confused by your tactics.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Shake and bake. But no, in the case of Georgia fans in the past, you had every position. Like, you still got Will Muschamp. He's not lost. They just had a clerical error. He's actually still there on the defensive staff. But you're so good in so many areas. Is this the best you could have to develop your quarterback? Todd Monken won with Stetson Bennett, as Carl pointed out last segment. You know, and I think Monken is just a better coordinator than Mike Bobo is. And that's, I don't, anybody wants to debate me on that one, I'll die on that hill.
It's hard to deny it when the dude walked away with two rings and the offense was the most explosive offense in college football.
Now, I get it because I've had this argument. We've talked with Mike Griffith and he'll join us later in the show because he's not a full believer that Stetson Bennett deserves the credit that he doesn't get for most Georgia fans because the defense was so dominant, you know? And I'm with you. I mean, that defense was taken to the mats by Ohio State, guys. I mean, it was still a guy that Stetson Bennett had to make plays in that semifinal game in Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah. All right, we'll chop that up. Coming up, Mike Griffin's going to have a recap for us, not only of what went down today with the schools finishing out SEC Media Days, but the conversation Mike is talking about. But we need to get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't know what he has left, but it shouldn't surprise anybody that Dan Quinn's like, I'll take him. Von Miller, 36 years old, signing or going to sign with the Commanders, Mike, one-year deal. He's 16th all-time in sacks, 6th last season with the Bills. This Bills thing, him going to the Bills, never really panned out the way we thought it would with him going to the Bills.
Right.
But Von Miller's not done. And at 36, let me say this. If he can bring 6 or 7 sacks to that defense with the Commanders, he's going to help them. I mean, they're not asking him to come in and get 15 sacks like in his prime. So I don't know what he's got left, but that's an interesting sign.
He hasn't played a full season since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that is part of it, and that's part of the things that happened with him with the Bills. If you look at the sack numbers, and that's what he's there to do, he had 14 sacks in 3 seasons with Buffalo. He only played in it was 12 games and 13 games his 3 years in Buffalo.
Broncos rookie corner Jahdae Barron from Texas reports to camp. He agrees to a 4-year deal worth just over $18 million, $9.8 million signing bonus. This means Shamar Stewart is the only unsigned first-round draft pick with the Cincinnati Bengals.
They've had this happen before. You know, usually the Chargers, that's why Eli and his dad, you know, if you go back and look at it, how Archie Manning was trying to steer them away from the Chargers. Similar perception at the time, maybe different now. Bosa had a hang up with his contract when he was a rookie, if you remember that. So it has, I mean, you go back, I want to say both Bosa's, because their dad kind of drove the hard bargain on that one, respectively. But for the most part, everybody slots in, and it is unusual to be here you are a week before camp opens, and you ain't got your prime piece of real estate on a defense which is already in trouble.
Yeah. Mike and I have been talking about when camp rolls around next week, most teams are reporting guys, and everybody will be getting back to work. The focus for a lot of people is going to be on the Browns, because everybody's wondering what that quarterback situation is going to be like. Mary Kay Cabot, who covers that team, was asked about it. She was talking about Dillon Gabriel, Mike, and him potentially being the starter over Shedeur Sanders.
What?
Listen to Mary Kay Cabot.
If there were a rookie quarterback that were going to start some games this season, I would think that Dillon would get that nod ahead of Shedeur Sanders. It's going to depend on how quickly Shedeur can come up the learning curve and learning terminology and all the things that he has to learn to get out there and execute the offense before the snap. But as it stands right now, I would say that Dillon would be closer to winning the starting job than Shedeur.
That's interesting.
I mean, we've covered this ad nauseum. Why? Why they even bothered with Dillon Gabriel? Then only go back to get Shedeur. I don't understand it, because the ceiling for Dillon Gabriel is here. My hand is right above the microphone.
Yes.
You know, and if you look at where I just feel Shedeur, and I thought the overreaction, it was just that, but he's still better than Dillon freaking Gabriel.
I think so.
So that would be something. Or maybe Dillon Gabriel will be the story that, you know, wow. I mean, oh yeah, he did have a decent career, but I don't think of him as a guy who's going to have an NFL career.
So, and here's the thing. We all think Flacco is starting this season. Remember, Deshaun Watson is there. He's not playing. Achilles rehabbing. we think Flacco starts the season. Then at some point, we don't know at what week in comes Shador. Or is it in comes Dylan Gabriel? And that's what Mary Kay Cabot is saying, is that it feels like he's closer to the starting job than Shador Sanders. We're going to see. It's going to be one of the most fascinating stories we'll be watching, not only in camp, but also through the course of the season. Robert Kraft, Mike, this was his statement we talked about yesterday on the show, him and Belichick beefing. I took a chance on you. Here's what Robert Kraft said. Listen to this.
I think getting Bill Belichick to come to the Patriots in 1999 was a big risk, and I got hammered in the Boston media, but I think he was with us for 24 years and we did okay.
No, and no joke, because remember, guys, if you don't remember the timeline, Parcells decided to cut bait from the Jets last minute and basically had it set up that Belichick's going to take over, and Bill's like, oh, not so fast. And then he decides to go to the Patriots, and the Patriots had Pete Carroll. Remember, he'd been the head coach up in New England, amongst others. And it was a chance, but again, Bob Kraft, Belichick was still kind of damaged goods based on just one playoff appearance from his time in Cleveland. So I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle. I think it was a risk for both, but for Belichick to act like he didn't, you turned down the Jets. The Jets, the contract was there. You made a conscious decision to go up there and work with Bob Kraft. There was a calculated risk here for us to take him to New England. Hey, by the way,
I took a chance. I got hammered.
And it's almost like Belichick's like, I got nowhere else to go. Now he had options, okay? He had the Jets. Hey, we said a lot before 4th of July. I had some guy come at me on Twitter, and he said, oh, man, what are you, the old fart now? No, can't have fun with fireworks? I said, don't mess with fireworks. I go, it's overrated. Keep it to the pros. I know every neighborhood's got their pyromaniac. And oh, but I didn't even tell you because we haven't had a chance to see each other since before the 4th.
What's that?
Real quick story. We got time. We'll get this.
What you doing,
Terry? By the way, this anecdote relates to Najee Harris, who Jim Harbaugh says he'll be ready for the season, but now he's on the non-football injury list. Over the eye injury, because he got too close to an earth-shattering kaboom, where people got really hurt at the fireworks display that he was involved with. So, I mean, I've said it before, man. Some of this stuff, the quality is crap. You don't know what you're getting. And so you've seen Arnold's just nodding behind the glass. There's just a lot of risk involved. Now he's here. He's in meetings, but he is on the non-football injury list because he basically nearly lost his eyeball during the fireworks for our neighborhood, in the cul-de-sac. We have one of our buddies, the Delta pilot, who remained nameless. He had one of these rigs that you can basically set up digitally and put everything in sequence. It's an app on your phone. Pretty smart. So you're far away from it. You fire it. He's got these independent little firing units. Pretty smart. Well, our other neighbor, who remained nameless, decided earlier in the afternoon he's going to do a test run on what he's got. It misfires, goes sideways into this guy's rig, and blows everything up.
Oh.
People were running for cover.
He got lucky.
I mean,
what you doing,
so I'm just by the way, the person who decided just to see if his rig was ready, that blew up the other person's rig, let's just say there's a bit of tension in the cul-de-sac right now.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Plus, it cost him hundreds of dollars, right?
Yes.
Or thousands, maybe.
Not naming names, Mike. But anyway, it wasn't me. It was another guy. But yeah, so I'm just, when I saw the Najee Harris story over the holiday week, I was like, man, what are you doing, you dummy? I mean, the Jason Pierre-Paul story should be... If nothing else, have your cousin be the wheelman on the fireworks operation.
Have you seen Pierre Paul's hand? If you guys haven't ever seen it, there are pictures out there. Just go look at his hand. One of the best defensive linemen in the history of the game. This dude, his hand is so deformed from this fireworks accident. It's disgusting.
As we said, he's like the hamburger helper glove, man. Yeah. Ain't right.
What's up, Bo?
No, I was going to say, like, Jason Pierre-Paul should be talking at rookie symposiums. Like, hey,
yes.
Don't be stupid. This is what happens when you do something dumb.
Right.
You lose two fingers. Yeah. Two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half.
We talked about this before. We both love, everyone loves fireworks. American, it's a tradition. But just let the pros do it, Joe.
Let the pros do it. I agree. Hey, man, Micah Parsons' Mike says, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine.
We value Micah. We're just not willing at this juncture.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
To get him to a number... That,
I think Dak Prescott had the better year.
That we are comfortable with. We're paying Dak some money, Carl.
Yes, you are.
Can I call you Carl?
Parsons on his contract talks literally, quote, I'm going to get mine no matter what. He's not lying. Yeah.
It just might not be in Dallas.
Correct. So don't expect him to be a distraction at Cowboys camp.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.